Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Welcome to a special Sunday edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, being joined by Southern Fried Championship Wrestling owner and Anarchy Wrestling co-owner Charles Anschutz. How are you tonight, sir?
I am absolutely wonderful, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I appreciate you joining me on a Sunday instead of a Monday. The reason for that is because there is a screening of the new Terminator movie tomorrow night, a press screening, and I didn't want to miss that. It stars WWE Hall of Famer Arnold Schwarzenegger, of course, and I will be there tomorrow night. So if you're listening on Monday, you are listening to the archive, so you can't call in and comment or question like so many people usually do on Monday nights. But anyway, we've got a big show tonight. I'm sure you are excited about it, Charles. But we're talking to two people who will be involved in Platinum Championship Wrestling's Independence Day tradition now, the Revolutionary War Games event. Next Saturday, I believe, is the 4th of July, right?
That would be absolutely correct.
Yes. So our first guest... he's been on the show a couple of times, but not as a guest. He's called in to antagonize the likes of Marvelous Marco Polo and people like that. But he is making his first appearance as a guest on Georgia Wrestling Now, and his name is The Upgrade Brian Kane. As far as I know, he mostly wrestles for PCW. He's made a few appearances at Deep Southern Championship Wrestling for Big Wood. And I'm sure if he's wrestled anywhere else, we will find out shortly. Then after that, we talk to the Georgia Independent Wrestling Alliance Mid-State Champion, who has held that title for about 2 years, it looks like, Velvet Jones, who also wrestles a lot for PCW, as well as Passion of Wrestling and other regional promotions. But before we get to all that... well, I guess this kind of ties into Brian Kane, because the reason we're talking to him is that he will be wrestling Davey Richards next Saturday, who is currently TNA World Tag Team Champion. And tonight, normally we precede Monday Night Raw, but tonight we're preceding TNA Slammiversary pay-per-view. Did you even realize that, Charles?
Yes, I did. As a matter of fact, I have not, you know, we talked last week, I haven't followed a lot of TNA recently. But last Wednesday night, I was browsing around doing something. And, of course, I think the show last week was recorded and shown on a little bit of a delay, hour or two delay. And I noticed that Jeff Jarrett had made a return to TNA. So with time for TNA to come on, I made my way over and checked the show out last week.
Yeah, well, as I learned a few years ago, or maybe a couple of years ago when TNA was at the Gwinnett Arena, when they say live, they do mean on about a two-hour delay. So last week's quote-unquote live edition of Impact, yes, did have the surprise return of Jeff and Karen Jarrett. I heard Vader also showed up. Is that true?
Yeah, Vader worked a match against maybe Bram. I think it was Bram he worked. And... Matt Morgan actually showed up as well, surprise.
Yeah, I thought he was
retired.
A lot retired.
Of comings and goings. Yeah, a lot of comings and goings these days in TNA.
Yeah, well, I saw that he actually has a match on Slammiversary tonight, but we did talk a good bit about TNA last week, and I actually got to participate in a conference call that TNA did on Tuesday, and it was with Kurt Angle and Ethan Carter III, and it was somewhat addressed. I posted the interview on WrestlingWithPopCulture.com earlier today, so you can go check it out there. But it was somewhat addressed, but not really directly addressed during this conference call. So they aired Impact last Wednesday. Then they recorded next Wednesday's Impact the next night on Thursday. And that will air on July 1st, which features a title match, Kurt Angle defending his title against EC3, which should have been on the pay-per-view. But even though Kurt Angle's face is prominently featured on the Slammiversary posters with the title belt over his shoulder, last I checked, he is not even scheduled to be part of the event. EC3 is wrestling a tag team match, and I don't think there are any titles on the line at what is TNA's, I guess, their second biggest event of the year after Bound for Glory. So,
yeah,
for those who want to, you can go ahead and find out who won the title match that will air next Wednesday. but if you're watching the pay-per-view, I guess they just will try to avoid that subject as much as possible until that show airs. I'm sorry, what were you saying, Charles?
I was going to say, yeah, that's kind of surprising. I looked at the rundown today and did not see Kurt on there anywhere at all. I was wondering how they were going to play that off. But anyway, we discussed it last week. That's one thing for me. It's hard to watch a show when I already know the results of the show, and you try to avoid spoilers, but you just can't avoid them. I mean, and that takes a lot away from it. But like I said, I was actually surprised last week that Jeff showed up, and that made for interesting television for sure. And I made me change my channel and decide to watch it.
Yeah, well, my suspicion is that the only reason he's there is because Slammiversary is also when they announce the next inductee into the TNA Hall of Fame. And I would guess that he will be that person come October when Bound for Glory takes place, when the induction actually happens. But who knows? I mean, maybe they've worked out something and he's back. I don't know. I guess that remains to be seen.
Well, I lobbied strongly for Bill Barons to get that nod, but I think I failed.
To be inducted into the TNA Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Well, I guess even though he's never been prominently featured or mentioned on the shows, he deserves it just as much as anybody else, some could say.
Well, I mean, look at the WWE Hall of Fame, some of the people they put in there. I'm being facetious, having spent the evening with Bill last night in Cornelia, Georgia, but, you know, Bill did a lot for TNA.
Yeah. Well, speaking of last night in Cornelia, Georgia, we've been joined by Anarchy Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, The Jagged Edge. I believe we have. Hello, are you there, Jagged? Well, maybe not.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are joined by Anarchy's Heavyweight Champion, The Jagged Edge, and Southern Fried's Heavyweight Champion, The Jagged Edge. Now, I heard you talking about the Hall of Fame, so I know you had to be asking me to come on the line. Charles! You saw what Superman did to Batman last night? Hey, you can't believe what you see in movies because Superman prevailed. So now, Charles, I just want to know what you're thinking right now and what's the next option. Logan Creed, he's already been beating Southern Fried. He's been beat by the Jagged Edge. And Royston, he's been beaten by the Jagged Edge and New Generation. What is old Jeff G. Bailey going to do? I know you're working with him. You're putting a little money in his pocket to help him bring people in. What's the deal, Charles? What's the deal?
Well, if you want to know what I'm thinking, the first thing I'm thinking is I would love to be able to look at the world through your eyes because I didn't see anything of Superman beating Batman last night. I saw you getting it handed to you by Shadow Jackson, and then you had to get Rachel and Lars Manderson involved, and then all of a sudden out comes Jeff G. Bailey and Logan Creed, turns into a tag team match. Logan Creed puts Lars Manderson down for the 1-2-3 while you're out screaming and crying and looking for your belt. Logan Creed was in the ring taking care of the business with Shadow Jackson.
Now, I don't remember what you're talking about, and I think you need glasses because I beat Shadow Jackson from one end of the Anarchy Arena to the other, and then when I had him pinned, Logan Creed and Jeff G. Bailey, the slow-down, dirty sneak that he is, come and jump Jagged Edge from the behind. But now, see, what the problem was, the problem is with Jeff G. Jeff G. can never face Jagged face-to-face. Jeff G. always comes from behind. Shadow Jackson didn't want any more, and when Jagged Edge got finished with Logan, he was standing in the ring asking me, please don't get in the ring. I'll give you your belt back. Please don't get in the ring. You know what you saw.
Yeah, I was front row ringside. I know exactly what I saw, and I saw you two guys get your asses handed to you last night, and I loved it.
I don't know what you're talking about, Charles. I've always said, now, is there something wrong with your sight? And something most definitely wrong with your hearing. Now, I understand that tonight's guest is supposed to be Mr. Velvet Jones, the porn star himself. Velvet just don't know what's going to happen to him on the 4th of July at PCW Arena, and he's going to get in a dog collar match with old Jagged Edge. But when he comes back on the line, or when he comes, if he even decides to show up, because he's going to do to you, Jonathan Williams, what he's going to do to PCW Saturday afternoon, he's going to not show up. He's not calling in. He's not showing up for the match because he doesn't want to face old Jagged.
Well, that remains to be seen. He is not scheduled to call in for another half hour, so we're going to talk to Brian Kane first. But we do have another caller, 615 area code. You're on Georgia Wrestling Now. Who is this?
Hi, this is Charles Chicken Hat Dandez.
Charles, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has. I found out about your show coming on tonight, but I'm kind of curious as to why it's on at 6 here in Nashville as opposed the following night.
Well, we usually air at 7 on Mondays, and tonight we're airing at, well, that's Eastern time, so I guess you're an hour behind us. Airing on Sunday, because I'm going to a Terminator movie tomorrow night.
Going what?
I'm going to see the new Terminator movie, an advanced screening of it.
Oh, now I see.
Yeah. Did you have any questions for the Jagged Edge, maybe?
Well, not particularly. I'm hearing what he's saying. That's it.
That's it?
Yes, that's
do
it.
Do you not know you are speaking to Anarchy's heavyweight champion, Southern Fried's heavyweight champion, the only triple title holder in the state of Georgia? Now, you're hearing what I say. Anything that I say, I can back up with my actions. Thanks, old Charles. He's sitting over there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think he holds the title as the most delusional wrestler in the state of Georgia.
Maybe that's a category that should be added to the Georgia Wrestling Awards this year.
You
say
what you
want
to say, Charles and Jonathan Williams, but you know most definitely, until somebody puts me down, I am your champion. You don't, whether you like it or you don't like it, until my shoulders are put to the mat, 1, 2, and 3, I am your champion.
All right. I guess you got a point there. Do you have any argument, Charles?
Hey, the man has the strap. By hook or crook, he's slithered in and out everywhere he can go. He's gotten his way into this and out of that. And he's still the champ. Say what you will. He's a great wrestler. Nobody's taking that away from him. But he always has to take the shady way to do everything. He always has to take the underhand way to do things. And now that he mentioned that he's going to be hooked up in a dog collar with Velvet Jones Saturday night, maybe I need to make that track over to Porterville just so I can see firsthand him getting his butt kicked again.
Never happened. Dog collar match is my match. Why don't you try throwing AJ in one with me? Why don't you put Logan Creed in one with me down at Anarchy? Dog collar match is my match. Never been lost, not one time.
Well, that'd be just about right because you're an old dog and you need to be hooked to a chain.
Where did that come from?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Jonathan Williams, if you would have got up off your butt and came to Cornelia last night, you would see who's telling the truth.
Hey, I'm telling you now, every dog needs a bone to chew on. And, Charles, if you don't stop talking, you're going to end up being my bone.
Well, if you free the frog, you jump. That's all I got to say. I did enjoy my time I spent with your belt last night while you was working that main event. I shined it up good for you, though.
That's your job. Your job is to keep the champ's belt shine.
And I had it fitted for Logan Creed because that's where it's headed real soon.
Speaking of championships of sorts, I also mentioned last week that Creative Loafing's Best of Atlanta polls are open. They're doing things a little differently this year. So you have until July 19th at midnight to vote. You can vote for Wrestling with Pop Culture as Best Local Blog for a third time. If you feel so inclined, you can vote for me, Jonathan Williams, Best Local Blogger or Best Local Journalist, whichever you prefer. You can even vote for Georgia Wrestling Now as Best Local Podcast. You just go to CLATL.com and click on Best of Atlanta. It's in the Cityscape section, so you have to click through a few other things. But you can vote for other stuff along the way. There's lots of categories. There's Best Local Athlete. I suppose the Jagged Edge could arguably be voted for that.
No way. I would vote for Jagged Edge for the Best Local Athlete.
Who would you vote for, Best Local Athlete, Charles?
Best Local Athlete, hands down. I see nobody else to vote for except, well, I don't know. I have to think about that a little while.
All right. Well, it looks like we lost the Jagged Edge. I'm sure you're very upset about that, Charles.
You know, I've never seen somebody who can see things from a completely different stance of what happened. And he can paint a picture of a million things, and there's no ounce of the truth anywhere in there at all. Because they got it handed to them last night. Logan Creed came out to help Shadow Jackson. He planted Lars Anderson. The top of the roof flew off the building. The 1-2-3. Jagged's got a few victories over Logan by hook or crook, but with Jeff G. Bailey in his corner, the tide just may change.
Well, that remains to be seen. But we lost Jagged Edge. We've gained our first guest.
It's too late to run now. Let me upgrade you. The next champ's here, dog. You can get your ass beat. Your girl took your man squash. Keep climbing to the top is what I stand on. The money dirty, but you know we got our hands washed. Looking at the man, dog, I'm here to do my thing. You staring down the ring at the moonsault king. Bada boom, bada bang. Trust me, it's that easy. I low blow, yo, trust me, I'm that greasy. And on the block, they ask me if I'm insane. They ain't ready for the upgrade, Brian Kane. You just got the...
The upgrade Brian Kane has his own custom entrance music. How are you tonight?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing tonight, Jonathan?
I'm doing all right. You're on with Charles Anschutz as well. And I have to ask you, who composed and recorded that song for you?
That's actually my cousin, Steven. He, his name, rap name, gimmick, I guess, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah.
Goes by the name of G. Dunna. He's an up-and-coming rap star in Massachusetts. Done a couple big performances, and he's just like me, man. He's up-and-coming, hungry, and doing his thing. So I asked him if he would make a song for me, and he made one of the best songs I've heard out there. So I applaud him for that one.
Well, when you have an entrance song that has your name in it, that's something most people don't have.
Oh, no. I haven't heard anybody else with what they made in their theme songs. See, I'm bringing something completely different to Georgia. I'm upgrading it all the way around.
So. And what is his name again? G. Dunna?
G. Dunna, yes, sir. Reverb Nation, you want to look him up, you can.
How does he spell
if you
that?
If you want a copy of G-D-U-N-N-A. N-A.
Okay. Cool. Well, welcome to the show. As I mentioned earlier, you've been on here before, but it was mostly to call and mess with Marco. So
yes.
Welcome to the show as a guest for the first time.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Are you listening to it while you're calling? Because I hear an echo.
No, my wife was actually listening to it on the other line.
Oh, okay.
She said, I want to hear what you got to say.
So I want to talk to you about, how you got to PCW and everything. But first, let's talk about next Saturday's match. You have the honor, I guess, and challenge of having to wrestle Davey Richards, who has made a few appearances at PCW, but it's been a little while since he's been there. Of course, he is the TNA World Tag Team Champion, one half of the World Tag Team Champions, former Ring of Honor champion. Many, many accolades.
And the accolades go on and on. Yes. I can't take nothing from him. He's a great athlete. You know, I've been pretty much everybody that's stuck in front of me at PCW. I've pretty much been kind of manhandling him, if you would put it that way. Jagged Edge, he's caught in a tail whooping from me. Shane Marks has caught in a tail whooping from me, even though he somehow pulled it off and won. Supernatural. I've been in the ring with just about anybody that's been at PCW, and I performed very well, and I've been telling them the whole time they need to upgrade their locker room, upgrade the talent, and so on and so forth. I just so happened to butt heads with one that everybody calls Mr. Platinum, and he received a moonsault with a chair assistance. And he didn't like that too much. So I guess he went and got his American Wolf. And that's pretty much the story on that one.
All right. Well, Charles, I guess you probably would have been happy to see that.
Well, first of all, now that you shut up for a minute and let somebody with some intelligence talk, I want to talk to Brian. Because I've talked to Brian plenty of times before. And Jeff G. Bailey and I were sitting in the locker room last night after the show in Cornelia, discussing the upgrade Brian Kane. That's right, because we got our eyes on everything that's going on. And, Brian, don't fret. The check is in the mail. Jeff G and I appreciate you taking care of that little green jacket wearing Lion Hawaiian Steven Platinum. Now, I see yesterday on Facebook he's got pictures. He's got his wolf down there in Florida eating dinner with him, eating supper with him last night. You know, first of all, if I was David, I'd be skeptical that they'd poison him. But just know that we appreciate you taking care of Steve Platinum for us, and we also appreciate the fact that you whipped Jagged Edge all over Porterdale, George. You did everything but drowned him in the Yellow River.
Yeah, if we went out that way, I would have drowned him in the Yellow River too. But we never made it that far. We just basically stuck to the parking lot.
Well, we see what's going on. We greatly appreciate it. But tell me, what is your game plan? I know you don't want to give much away, but give me your game plan for facing a guy like Davey Richards, who is one of the best walking the planet today.
Yeah. You know, the whole game plan, you know, everybody says, oh, I got a game plan, you know. You know, I'm going to do this, or, you know, I'm going to try to do that, or, you know. I'm not intimidated, you know. Accolades, he's got them, you know. He's been everywhere in this business that someone in, you know, my situation would want to be. I can't knock him for that, you know. But a wise man once told me to never fear a man that bleeds and breathes like you do. Last time I checked, Wolves bled. So I'm going to go in there, not intimidated. But to say I have a game plan, not really a game plan. It's hard to execute a game plan when somebody's punching you in the mouth, you know. So I'm just going to see what he's got. Yeah, you know, everybody says, you know, it's a whole different ball game when somebody's punching in your mouth. You know, you can say, oh, I'm going to go in there and, you know, take a quote from a Karate Kid movie and sweep the leg, you know. It's hard when somebody's going to punch you in the mouth. You know, now, if I get that opportunity to sweep the leg, best believe I'm going to sweep the leg, you know. I ain't got too many friends in this state, so, you know, I'm not going to say that I'm not going to play fair or, you know, or take a cheap shot or shortcut, because I definitely will, you know. I want the win. For him to beat me is, you know, just another win. For me to beat him, that's astronomical for my career. So that's what I'm going in there for. That's the plan. Get the W no matter what. Whatever the consequences are, he's going to have to kill me to beat me. So that's pretty much the game plan so far.
Well, I got you. And I'm going to tell you this right now. And Jonathan, turn the volume down where everybody else can't hear this. Brian, every chance you get, go after that left leg, okay? Take it out. Every chance you can get Quasi to distract the referee and kick him in places that a man shouldn't be kicked in. Every chance you get. Okay, turn the radio back up, Jonathan. I didn't want anybody to hear that.
All right.
I absolutely will. I'll take that advice. That's good advice, you know. I'll take any advice anybody wants to give me. You know, I've been sitting here, you know, at the house studying some films, trying to see if I can kind of see if I see any tendencies that he tends to do, you know. And he's kind of unpredictable, but, you know, so ain't I. I'm a volatile guy. He's a volatile guy. We're both aggressive. We're both mean. We're both hard-hitting. It's going to be explosive, you know. No pun intended about the 4th of July being explosive, but it's going to be an explosive match. You know, I'm not backing down, and I know for sure he ain't going to back down, so.
Well, Brian, speaking of Quasi, tell us a little bit about how you ended up at PCW, and I guess in Georgia, because I don't think you're from here, and then how you ended up working with Quasi. So what brought you down here? Why did you choose PCW? Because that seems to be primarily where you wrestle, and then how did you end up working with Quasi?
Well, I moved down here in 2003. Family was having some strange issues, and grandparents kind of said, hey, why don't you move down to Georgia? And I was big in the independent scene in Massachusetts, you know. I was a top-notch guy. I was wrestling just about anywhere and everywhere that you could wrestle. And when I moved down here, I kind of hung the boots up, should I say. You know, 19 years old, you don't hear too many people saying they're retiring at 19. So I took a 10-year hiatus, and the woman that I plan on spending the rest of my life with was like, hey, why don't we go and check out one of these shows? And I was like, I don't know about that. You know, I might want to, you know, nah, I think I'll take a rain check on that one. But we ended up going to a show. And she was like, why don't you get back in the ring? So, you know, contacted a few people here and there. And actually, PCW was the first people to put an offer on the table, you know, say, hey, why don't you come wrestle for us? So I went out to PCW. And Quasi was having some issues, you know, with Shane Marks at the point in time and, you know, Miss Rachel. They've always been a thorn in our side. So we came in. Quasi was like, hey, why don't you handle some business for me? I handled some business for him. You know, there was a team called Maine. I'm the last survivor of the team, I suppose. Savage Shane, everybody else might know him as Sugar Shane. Charles, you know him very well. He ended up not doing so hot, and we ended up coast-to-coasting him out of the group. And basically, I'm the last man standing. I upgraded the group. I upgraded PCW. And being primary wrestling league, should you say, PCW, I'm just waiting for other people to recognize what I got. So, and PCW is a great place to perform, you know. And that's pretty much that story about PCW too.
And
yeah,
I know
I mean,
you've
wrestled. There's no big glitz and glam like, oh my God, I was destined to wrestle at PCW or anything. There's no happy ending or anything like that. You know, it's just it's business. You know, I went there. They offered me the chance. I'm performing. I'm doing what I do. Somebody else comes and gives me a situation where they need some business handled. Mr. Charles, you know, I handle Shane Marks and Jagged Edge now, but that's a microphone down right there. But, you know, anybody else wants to take a, you know what I mean, take a look at me, see what I got, I'm always up for the opportunity. I'm just trying to, as long as it makes sense for where I'm trying to go, you know. I mean, I'm not just going to go and do no, you know, like no Japanese death match because, you know, this guy says it's a good place. No, you know, if it makes sense, I'll be there.
Well, I know you've had a couple matches for DSCW up in the northern part of Georgia. How did that come about?
That actually came about because Marco was he was going to wrestle up there, and Mr. Big Woody told me, messaged me and said, hey, why don't you take a shot at Marco Polo? And I always like getting my hands on pretty boys, you know, because, you know, they got something else to go to besides this, you know what I mean? Wrestling is all I got, you know. I don't got a jump shot. I can't hit a fastball. I can't model, but I can put my hands on people and enjoy it. So wrestling's the main priority right now. So getting my hands on a pretty boy like Marco so that he has to focus on wrestling, he ain't got nothing to fall back on. That's a pretty good feeling too. So, but yeah, Big Woody, he's a great dude, you know. Gave me an opportunity. I'd love to go and wrestle for him again. I've done some shows in New Generation Pro, handled Jagged Edge for them down there. I still ain't got my title shot, Jagged. I know you hear me. I know you're listening. yeah, you know, he says he slips on banana peels. Well, I must be carrying a bushel of banana peels around me because he seems to slip everywhere I go. You know, and I've been wrestling him from North Georgia, South Georgia, West Georgia, East Georgia, you know. So I wrestled that for Southern Fried, but it was up in Boyston, Georgia.
Yeah,
I wrestled Clyde Brodeck, and I was on the receiving end of a middle rope spear. It wasn't fun, but yeah, I'm just trying to branch out, spread my wings, should I say? You know.
Well, let me tell you, anybody who's handle Jagged Edge and Shane Marks and Steve Platinum can always be an associate of mine. And every chance you get, you reach over there and slap that old Jezebel of the street, Rachel, every chance you get as well.
Yeah, well, from my understanding, Quasiman Disco set up a whole scenario where I don't have to do that for you, Mr. Charles. Angelina Love is going to do that for you on July 4th. Angelina Love will be taking care of that business. So I don't need to do that. So your answers, your laps still come from that end, you know. I don't like to put my hands on women, so.
Well, I can understand that, but you might make an exception for some people. And maybe Angelina will take Rachel and throw her in the Yellow River and give her a good bath.
I love it. Me and you got similar personalities, you know.
Well, if
do what you got to do to make your point.
If you ever decide that if Quasi ever retires and you want a new manager, you call me up.
All right, that's a bet. I don't think Quasi's gonna retire anytime soon. He's having too much fun right now. We're kicking ass and talking shit, and so we're enjoying what we're doing. So I don't know if he's going to retire anytime soon, but I just might take you up on that offer in the future.
I hate to interrupt this butt-kissing party you got going on right now, but I can't even relax by the pool without people giving me calls telling me, oh, Brian Kane on the line talking noise about the Jagged Edge. Well, let me tell you something, Brian Kane. It's real easy to slip on the banana peel every now and again, and you caught me one time. I slipped on that banana peel. But don't go running around here running your mouth like you're all gold and glory, because one day, sooner or later, whether it be PCW, Southern Fried Championship Wrestling, Anarchy Championship Wrestling, New Generation, you're going to have to step eyeball to eyeball with the Jagged One, and we're going to find out just how much of a man you are coming all the way from Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah, you know what kind of man I am, Jagged. You know, I'm not one to back down from a fight. You know, I may not be a man of many words, but I am a man of many punches.
Well, you know, messing with me, I'm gonna make you a killer. So I'm gonna tell you just like this. You don't have to run your mouth, because that's not what I want you to do. I don't want you to be afraid, because my daddy told me a long time ago, a scared man to kill you. Brian Kane, you're getting all buddy-buddy. You're getting all buddy-buddy with Charles. Why'd you tell Charles to go ahead and book the match? Put the upgrade Brian Kane in the ring with the Jagged Edge, the Southern Fried Heavyweight Champion. Get it booked at Southern Fried. Get it booked soon, and let's get you to put your money where your mouth is.
You know, Mr. Charles, I'm free on Saturdays. You know, I'm free on Saturdays. You can make that match whenever you want to. I'll make a personal appearance to come and handle that business for you.
Well, you know, I'm always two steps ahead. And when it comes to Jagged Edge, I'm always three or four steps ahead. And
yeah,
Jagged,
he don't move as fast as he used to.
Yo, well, you know, he talks about working for new generation. If he's working that, it must be the old generation. Because I know his old
Yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's exactly why they bring me in, to upgrade the new generation, because him as a champion.
That's a lot
generation.
Of yicking, a yicking, and a yacking from both of y'all. Let me tell you something, Jonathan Williams. You might as well turn the mics off on them, because all they're doing is praising each other. Let's get together. You know what, Brian King? If you was around me, I'd slap your face. I'd slap your face in front of your parents for talking all the talk that you're talking. Charles, I'm going to make you get on the phone and call somebody again. Gunner couldn't get the job done. Keep talking. Keep yakking. And both of you are going to have to deal with the old jagged one.
But you said Gunner couldn't get the job done.
I don't even
he didn't get the job done. He didn't get the job done. AJ still can't get the job done. Logan Creed can't get the job done. Nobody you put up against old Jagged can get it done. Brian King will be the same. He'll be one of the many that fall at the wayside of the Jagged Edge.
Let me tell you what. Gunner said whooping Jagged Edge was so easy, he felt bad and gave me half the money back.
You know, but I will say one thing. Jagged Edge, I respect you. I respect everything that you've done. I respect everything that you've come from. I respect it, past, present, future. But there's one thing that I don't respect about you, is that you're a lot of talk and you don't produce a whole lot. I'm not a talker, but I will get in that ring and I will do what I do, and what I do it well.
Well, unfortunately, he has left us once again.
Yeah, well, see, you know what that is, Jonathan Williams? It's that payphone he got where you have to buy the minutes ahead of time, and you have to keep go counting pennies and nickels and dimes to go buy another minute where he can get on here and tell some more lies.
Well, he is a little old-fashioned, so that could be the case.
But you gotta respect him, you know. Whether, like Mr. Charles says, whether hook or crook, he gets his job done, you know. And that's all pretty much all I can say about the Jagged Edge.
I don't like him. I don't like him at all. I don't like that no count Larry Goodman. They're both from Chicago. See, I can respect a man from Boston, being an old school Red Sox fan. I'm a Brady fan, but the Red Sox was always my number two team. And I could get behind a Boston man. But them two Chicago jabronis, I don't like neither one of them.
Yeah. I love this guy. I'm old school Boston Red Sox.
Brian.
I said old school Boston. I'm talking Yaz. I'm talking Freddie Lynn and Jim Wright.
Yeah, you're talking back in the day.
Bill Spaceman Lee and Rick Burleson. I'm talking Dewey Evans, Carson Fisk.
Yeah, you're talking about when the Green Monster was still a kid.
That's exactly right. See, I'm old school. Jagged wants to talk old school. I am old school. I wrote the old school book.
Brian, I want to...
Come on, let's go with the hard-hitting questions. Let's go.
Well, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned that you moved down here in 2003, and then when did you start wrestling for PCW?
In 2014, right at the end of 2013. So I've been going, I've made the most noise, I think, in PCW history within the year, you know.
So what was the... Why did you not pursue wrestling in Georgia during that decade that you were here?
I couldn't find nothing stable. Nobody wants to take a chance on somebody they don't know, you know. Nobody wants to put somebody out there that nobody can vouch for. And when I moved down here, I didn't know anybody. So I just, you know, they give me one shot here and say, oh, yeah, you're great, you know. We'll give you a call. then no calls, you know, or you can come to the wrestling school, you know. It's going to be X amount of dollars, but I'm already trained. Oh yeah, it's still going to be X amount of dollars. I couldn't do all that, you know. Didn't make that much sense to me. So
did you wrestle at all during that time?
No, I wrestled maybe like 2 or 3 times, but you know, nothing significant. And I couldn't get consistently booked. So I was just like, you know what? Maybe this wasn't meant to be. So I hung it up. So.
Well, we have a caller from a 404 number. You're on Georgia Wrestling Now with Brian Kane. Who's this? 404-543 number.
Don't be shy.
I don't think they can hear you. Maybe they hung up.
All right. Well, I tried.
Well, look, Brian, jumping back in. When you went to PCW, who was your first match when you got to PCW? Who did you work, and how did that turn out?
The first match at PCW, I believe, was in a tag team match. It was me and Sugar Shane versus Trevor Aeon and Devlin Vallet. And we were doing good until Savage Shane tagged in, and he cost us the match. But it went well, you know. It's been a long time since I've been in the ring, you know, and to be able to get back in and do exactly what I was always able to do without missing a beat was right on key. It was like riding a bike, you know. So, and then I wrestled Supernatural. No. Yeah, Supernatural for the Red Rover Challenge to become the number one contender for the PCW Championship. I ended up pulling that one out of the back pocket and pulling out the victory on that one, became the number one contender for the PCW championship, which Shane Marks was the PCW champion. And then I got thrown into a match it was supposed to be a triple threat match between Bobby Moore, myself, and Shane Marks, but we paid Bobby Moore off, and so it would be a one-on-one, and Stephen Platinum stuck his nose in that and threw Jeter in the match. And I had the match in the bag. Jeter ended up hitting the Fall of Man? Yeah, the Fall of Man. And Shane Marks ended up coming in back door, pinning me. He retained the belt. Then I wrestled the Jagged Edge in a street fight for the number one contendership for the Shane Marks. And we all know the history of that match. I think that was historical. So then I wrestled Shane Marks. I had torn my rotator cuff in that match, and Shane Marks ended up getting the victory. I took about a month off to get shoulder surgery, and now I'm back kicking ass. So, and the first person that was on my radar was Mr. Platinum. So, then, like I said, the rest is history, and we'll see what the future holds on July 4th in Porterdale, Revolutionary War Games, me versus Davey Richards.
All right. Well, we do have Velvet Jones waiting to come on the line, so we got to wrap things up here. But before we go, where else will you be wrestling, if anywhere else, aside from PCW in the next few weeks or so?
Well, let's hope I get some more phone calls, and I'll keep you up to date on that one. As of right now, I'm just booked for PCW Revolutionary War Games, July 4th, me versus Davey Richards.
All right. Well, how can people get a hold of you? Where can they find you on social media and the internet?
Find me on Twitter at the FN Upgrade, and you can find me on Facebook, the Upgrade Brian Kane official fan page.
And all your contact info and booking info
is
there?
All the contact information, all the booking info, everything is on there. You can get in touch with me. If you leave me an email, I'll get back to you as soon as possible. If you text message me, I'll get back to you as soon as I get it. And let's get ready to see some fireworks on the July 4th show. All right. I hope to see y'all both out there, and I'll do something special for you guys, and it's gonna be exciting.
All right. Well, looking forward to it. Good luck against Davey Richards. Charles, do you have anything else before we let him go?
Yes, I wanted to thank Brian for taking time tonight to come on and speak with us and be candid about things. And it's been a pleasure, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Y'all have a great night.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
All right. Well, like I said, we already have our next guest coming up, but I'll introduce him. He's the GIWA Mid-State Champion. He also will be part of PCW's Revolutionary War Games next Saturday. He wrestles at Passion of Wrestling and United Professional Wrestling Association, the Allied Independent Wrestling Federation. So he's pretty much all over the place. His name is Velvet Jones.
Yeah, international, underground, thunderbound, when I stop the ground, like a million elephants, a silverback, a orangutan, you can't stop the train, who wants up, don't come unprepared, I'll leave there, but when I leave there, better be a household name, brother man telling us it ain't gonna rain, so now we sitting in a drop top soaking wet, in the pit, we try not to sweat, hit summer calls without the net, but this will be the year that we won't forget, 1999, I don't anything gold, be what you wanna be, don't get you no consequences, forgiven, but listen, defenses, too hot to jump in jail, too low to dig, I might just took hell, hot, get a life, now they gon' sail, then I might catch you with bail, look at what came in the mail, a pair of arm and hammer, sober grill and a baby mama, black hair lack in a pack of pamphlets, stack of questions with no answers, cure for cancer, cure for AIDS, make a nigga wanna stay on tour for days, get back home, things are wrong, when I really it was bad all along, before you left ass up to a ball of power, thoughts at 1,000 miles per hour, hello ghetto, let your brain breathe, believe there's always more.
Welcome to the show, Velvet Jones. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. Thanks for calling. I know we've tried to have you on a couple of other times, and things kind of just didn't work out, but glad to finally have you.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. So tell us about this title. You said you've had it for about 2 years, GIWA Mid-State Champion.
Yes, indeed. I've been GIWA Mid-State Champion for about 2 years, a little over 2 years now. This is my second reign. GIWA itself has been in business for 14 years, and it's been fun defending the championship. It's been more like an open challenge. You know, just about anybody can come and challenge me for the belt. I don't believe in being a champion who's passive. You know, I seek out challenges, and I accept challenges from any and everybody that will come and step up and try to take the belt from me. But it's a pleasure and it's an honor to be holding the title, definitely for me.
Well, it's I'm not very familiar with GIWA, but it looks like it runs in Milledgeville.
That's correct.
And who are some of the other talents there that you've defended that title against?
I've defended my championship against Clyde Braddock, let's see, Mike Stratus, the Professor, the Russian Assassin. I wrestled some mask. I honestly can't think of his name, but the only reason I remember the matchup is because he jumped off the top rope and tried to give me a flying elbow drop, and I rolled out of the way, and he wound up separating his shoulder and breaking his collarbone. But and the match had to be stopped, yeah. But, that's just a few of the guys I wrestled against, you know, in defense of the championship.
All right. And then, of course, your next match is next Saturday for PCW, and you've been there for just maybe a year. How long have you been wrestling for PCW?
A little over a year, yes.
All right. And then, so what is your role? Were you part of Revolutionary War Games last year?
No, I wasn't. I was actually coming off of an injury during Revolutionary War Games. I actually broke my finger. So I was kind of out of the loop. So, no, I wasn't part of it at all.
Okay. So this is your first one. It's obviously it's one of their bigger events. And who are you wrestling there? I think we talked about it earlier in the show, but just to confirm.
Yes, I will be taking on the Jagged Edge in a dog collar match at Revolutionary War Games for PCW on July 4th.
I know you guys have had your encounters in the past, I guess, couple months at PCW. So what is the how did this all come about? What is the issue between you and the Jagged Edge?
Well, with me and Jagged, it was more or less like, you know, I just come off of wrestling President Marco, and I guess some people who saw that, they saw a change in attitude when I started wrestling Marco. So because of this, you know, they kind of saw me as a bully. They saw some of the tactics I used, and maybe in his mind, Jagged Edge didn't think that Marco took the fight to me. So when I made it known that I was actually pursuing a shot at the PCW championship, Jagged told me that he was the gatekeeper and he was going to bring the fight to me and everything. And, you know, I'm always up for a good fight. So that's what happened. You know, words.
Bevy Jones, it's nice of you to tell your story, but I always say that if you want to ask a man a question, you need to ask the man. Now, as of right now, the question was, what brings the issue between me and you? The issue is, like you said early in the conversation, you weren't at last year's Revolutionary War Games. You weren't at the one before that, or the one before that. You relatively knew the PCW, but you come in with the arrogant attitude of what you want to be where Shane Marks is. You are PCW. Where young man, let me explain to you, you are not PCW. Shane Marks is the heart and soul of PCW. And before you discredit any of those that came before you, the Logan Masons, the Jay Fury, all those guys that have been in and out of PCW rings, and Shane deserves to be where he is. And before you just climb to the top of the mountain, I am my brother's keeper. And if you want to get to the mountaintop, you're going to have to go through me. Now, that's where my problem is. I believe in showing respect where respect is due. And when you step into somebody's house and you choose not to respect them, then whatever comes to you, you deserve. So now you got to deal with Jagged 101 tied to a dog collar. Something you've never done before.
I got no problem dealing. I got no problem dealing with the Jagged Edge.
You have never
got no problem dealing with.
You never have it brought to you the way Jagged is gonna bring it to you next Saturday night. You talk about the title that you held for 2 years. That's because you ain't been working against nobody. Bring the belt to PCW. As a matter of fact, throw a ring up in the street and defend it against somebody like me, somebody like Shane. So you know what? I saw Logan at Lenox Mall the other day. Saw Mason at Lenox Mall the other day. And Mason, being where Mason is right now, stepping in the ring any day, being a true PCW guy, and will beat you from one end of the ring to the other. So if you want to tell the story, don't make it sound like old Jagged being a bully. You know, they told me that the way you stand up to, the way you get rid of a bully, you stand up to him. Well, you got the right one.
Hey, I got no problem stepping into the ring with you or anybody else, Jagged. When you came and you brought the noise, I didn't back down. I didn't tuck my tail and run. You ran in the ring, and I gave you a beat. And as a result
of
that, you feel a little froggy about it.
You ran out of the ring and out of the back door of the PCW arena.
When was this? Your memory must be jagged.
Okay.
Like I said, have you been giving yourself power drivers, young man? What's really going on? How is it that you have a real distorted view of what happened?
PCW, Revolutionary War Games, dog collar match, the Jagged Edge against the Velvet One, as he wants to be called, the porn star, Velvet Jones. We finally get this over with. And Velvet, I share this with you. If you survive, you said this is your first Revolutionary War Games, then you know it very well may be your last Revolutionary War Games, because I promise you, when old Jagged finishes doing what he's got to do Saturday, you won't see sacred ground. You might not be awake to see Christmas. You're going to bring the New Year's in at Gwinnett Medical. There's no telling where you may be. You might be sleeping over at Charles' house by the time the Easter Buddy comes. So I'm just
you
letting
know what,
you know.
Jagged,
you better
make
come
me
ready.
Think that Cat Williams grew about a foot taller because you tell us some really
you
good
stuff. Better, you better be ready.
For real. You got some
you got some
real good ones, my friend. And as far as bringing a fight
you know.
To you, hey, I got no problem with bringing a fight to you. I got two hands and 2 feet just like you do. But I don't
and
think
you,
it.
And
I'm going to. So when you come
up,
on
you're,
July 3rd or July 4th or whenever it is going to be, do what you're going to do. Bring the noise. Do what you're going to do.
Still
and don't make
up
a story about me running out the back door because I didn't run anywhere. I accepted the challenge when the challenge was laid down about putting the dog collar around my neck. And I had no problem about it.
Short. Like I said, you're going to show respect. And if you can't give it, I sure can make you give it. If you can't give it just on your own, I'm going to beat it out of you. Don't come to nobody's house talking about where you want to be and who you deserve to be and who you are. You just, you're a Johnny come lately. A Johnny come lately coming in PCW talking about who you are and where you want to be. You better pay your dues, but that's okay. As old Dusty say, it's going to be a pain, blues, and agony tour. And it's all going to take place July 4th in that dog collar.
So suddenly you become blue-eyed soul, huh? You become blue-eyed soul.
You know.
Maybe I need to beat you black and blue, saying that talk is cheap, that you don't move me with all this fly talk and all these
red,
nice little words and all this kind of stuff. Apparently, you've been influenced by a lot of the wrestling that has gone on years and years ago. And you talking about me paying my dues. Only thing I did was just make it very clear. I come to PCW, I show up, and I put my work boots on, and whoever gets in my way, they get drugged through the mud. Now, I wanted to wrestle against the champion. And I got no problem wrestling against the champion. You say you want to be the gatekeeper? Hey, gates are meant to put up, to discriminate, to keep people apart and all that kind of stuff. But you know what? Modern technology is a wonderful thing. And nowadays, all you got to do is press a button to open the gate. So it looked like just me showing up here, I pressed the right button, Jagged. So what
you need to do
is zip your lips and bring the noise. Because if you don't,
you press the button,
it's
going to
be a long night for you.
But we're not worried about technology because we're going to do this the old school way. Dog collar, man to man, me and you. We're not worried about technology. Technology not going to be able to save you, my friend. You're going to have to go through the gate, not over the
I'm
gate.
I'm not
going
to be saved.
Not saving. Pressing the
if
button.
Anything,
not
you should have picked this day to go to church and pray for your own self. Because trust me, I'm going to bring the fires of hell down on you, Jagged Edge. I'm going to show you just how dull you really are.
You have no heaven nor hell to put me in. So what I'm telling you, young man, you better time up real tight. You better put on the extra set because Saturday is going to be real. It's not for play. It's going to be real. You want to talk the talk. Now I'm going to make you walk the walk Saturday.
Bring it. Bring it. I ain't running nowhere. I'll stand in the middle of the ring and wait for you. Matter of fact, I'll hold the rope open for you like they do the rest of the divas, because that's just what you sound like right now.
Oh!
You sound like you've been stuffing your bra. You sound like maybe you got a little twist in your walls. What you got, that gap between your legs? How you going to put some posters on, pictures up on Instagram trying to tell people how pretty you are? Why don't you bend over and touch your toes and see how many likes you can get, Jagged Edge?
Well, the Jagged Edge has once again left us.
I told you
he was out of minutes.
He's out of minutes. He got to go get some more quarters together where he can buy 5 more minutes on that goat bone.
Oh, man. See what happens when you buy them little cheap phones from the convenience store?
Hey, I ain't even going that. But see, here's the problem. See, when you fight Jagged Edge, then you're going to have to fight Rachel, and you're going to have to fight Shane Moss, and you're going to have to fight Steve Platinum. You're going to have to fight them all. But if anybody can do it, you'll bring the red, white, and blue down on their ass, and I know you will.
What's going to happen.
I'm behind you.
You know what's going to happen. I bring the noise. I come correct.
Anybody that whoops on Jagged is a friend of mine.
Hey, well, guess what? You just made yourself a new friend, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to authenticate that friendship. By beating Jagged Edge, I'm going to walk the dog I put on the end of the walk or the dog collar. Maybe I'll take him out in the grass and make him take a dump so he can let something come out of his body that looks like his face.
That'd be some ugly mess.
Hey,
well, Charles,
but, you know,
Charles has made a couple friends tonight on this show.
Hey, I've had a run in or two with Charles, and it wasn't exactly a run in. It was more or less a meeting, more like a introduction. And when I met the man, I got a chance to talk to him and earn quite a bit of respect for him, and his reputation speaks for itself. But not to blow no smoke up Charles's behind, you know, we want to talk about what's happening on July 4th. If you want to see some fireworks, come to Porterdale on July 4th. Trust me. Trust and believe. I'm going to put the whammy to the Jagged Edge. And best believe, on that night, I'm going to beat the red, white, black, and blue out of his ass. You can believe that.
See, that's what I like to hear right there, Jonathan Weaver. Jonathan Weaver, you need to get over there, too. Just meet me and Kevin and George over at Jim Stiles, and we'll stop and get a steak, and then we'll head on over and watch Jagged Edge get drugged from pillar to post by Velvet Jones, the man who tells it like it is, who brings it like it ought to be brought, takes care of business, in the ring, no bullshit. That's the kind of man I'd like to deal with.
Where are we?
That's exactly who you're talking to.
What you say, Jonathan Williams?
Where are we getting the steak?
You got to go to Covington, Georgia. Stop at Jim Stiles. It's just right. 7 or 8 minutes, 10 minutes away. You got to learn things, Jonathan Williams. You got to see. That's why you wasn't in Cornelia this past week. You don't never need to go where you need to be. You want to go watch the Terminator. but you need to be watching Agony and Get Terminated. That's what you need to be watching.
All right, all right.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Porterdale is very likely to be where I celebrate Independence Day. So we will see, and I'll take you up on that steak beforehand.
I didn't say I was buying.
Oh.
Okay. I've seen your bar tab before. I've seen your bar tab, and I know how much you can drink, and I'm not paying for all your liquor.
We're not talking about liquor. We're talking about a steak.
Let me confer with my accountant, and we'll see if we have that in the budget appropriated for this week.
All right. We'll settle it off the air. But, Velvet, tell us about that. That, of course, is next Saturday. I guess that's your next match. But where will you be after that? You wrestle at several other promotions around the Southeast.
Yes, indeed. July 18th, I'll be traveling back up to Wilmington, North Carolina for UPWA's 10th anniversary show. Just recently started wrestling there. Been having a ball since I've been there. Met quite a few good guys and stuff. Some guys from New Jersey, guys from Florida, different parts of the United States. So always going to be good to go up there and wrestle. And a guy by the name of Destro, the former WCW superstar, he wrestles up there. And got a chance to meet him and talk to him a little bit. So, I jump in my car and I burn the rubber, man, and I put some miles on that thing. But it's all out of love for this sport.
You also wrestle for AIWF. Are there particular promotions within that you mostly work for?
I've worked for AIWS, the one that's based out of Mount Airy, North Carolina. I've worked for them before. They have a cruiserweight tournament that I was in years ago before I gained a little weight and put on more muscle, called the Crazy Eight Tournament in 2012 and 2013. I wrestled for one of their affiliates, Passion of Wrestling, down here in Dublin, Georgia. And whenever I get an opportunity to wrestle for either one of those companies or even one of their affiliates somewhere else, I definitely do. So, you know, Carolina, as far as IWF goes, that's the farthest I've traveled for them. But they've got affiliates in different places, and I'm definitely looking to test the market and see where else I can go.
All right. And then I also saw you have your own website. What's the web address, and what is that site all about?
Yes, indeed. The web address is www.planetvelvet.net. The website at first is just simply going to be about me and things that I do, but it's about so much more than that. It's about me. It's about other wrestling organizations, not just in Georgia but around the world, and just trying to more or less network with people. You know, there's a lot of wrestling going on in a lot of different places, and sometimes the style of wrestling in different places can be the barrier between some people who think, you know, their brand of wrestling is better than another person's brand of wrestling. Kind of like how it goes right here in Georgia anyway. But I just kind of want to use it as a central wrestling hub so everybody can kind of get together, everybody can kind of see the other person's product, because you never know what somebody else is offering unless you're open-minded enough to try to look at it and not judge it first. So that's what I do with planetvelvet.net. Also, I have running a series, GIWA The Legacy, which showcases a lot of older GIWA matches from the last 14 years and some matches from its predecessor, which was Middle Georgia Championship Wrestling, which ran between 2000 and 2001. And it has a lot of guys who have gone on to different places in Georgia, like Anthony Henry out of Augusta, Sugar Dunkerton, before he had that persona, he was known as Gino the Shaolin Thug. I have some of his early stuff. Sal Renaro, he used to wrestle as Tyrone Ice. He was much skinnier and wore a ponytail. I have some of his stuff that I'll be showcasing on there. So it's a lot of different things going on with that website, and I'm building it brick by brick.
All right. And then, of course, you are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yes, indeed. You can go to planetvelvet.net. And if you look in the top right-hand corner, you will see all of my links to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. But if you like them now, Facebook, look up Anthony Velvet Hall. That's my personal page. On Twitter, I am at Team Velvet, TAMTEAMVELVET. And on Instagram, I'm at Planet Velvet.
And you also have a Velvet Jones Facebook page that people can like, right?
Yes, I do. I do have a Velvet Jones Facebook page.
Okay.
What, while we're talking about it now, can I still get the book, How to Be a Ho?
Yes, you can. Actually, the platinum edition of How to Be a Ho is out as we speak. The cover is encrusted in diamonds and rubies.
I see. Because, Jonathan Williams won't know nothing about that. I know he don't know what we're talking about here. But
you are correct in that.
We're going to leave it at that, too, because I don't want to dilute that mind of yours anymore. And I know you don't smoke most of those brain cells away anyway. Oh, yeah. So I don't want to, you know, do nothing with what's left there. But Mr. Jones knows exactly what I'm talking about here.
Yes, indeed, I do.
And that's why I'm beginning old school as well. See, we're bringing old school all night. We old school, but not like Jagged and an old fool.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe Jagger should take up a couple of courses at the Velvet Jones School of Technology.
He should definitely do that.
Can he spell technology?
Yeah, he put that go phone, that car phone, he's toting in that bag or whatever.
Yeah, maybe he can call admissions and get set up. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you what, John Williams, Velvet, Brian Kane, it's been the best show so far. I've had an absolute blast tonight. Can we go 2 hours, Johnson? Can we find somebody else to talk to?
Well, we can see if Jagged can get some more minutes. I don't know. If anybody's listening and wants to call in, we do have an extra hour. We have 2 hours to fill each week. We just typically fill an hour or so.
Well, see, usually we don't have these great guests like we had tonight. We had some of the great. You've been on the road, Johnson. I'm going to give it to you. You've been bringing it these last few weeks. You brought us some good guests on. It's 3 or 4 weeks in a row now. I'm going to have to give you your props. So there's a few sales left in there that's still working.
I don't know why you say I smoked my brain cells away. I've never been a smoker of any kind, so.
If
I had the opportunity to say so, I just want to let everybody know, once again, Platinum Championship Wrestling presents Revolutionary War Games July 4th in Porterdale, Georgia. Bell time will be 6 p.m. You should see some great matches. Besides me kicking the crap out of Jagged Edge from one end of that small town to the other, you'll get a chance to see a 10-man cage match featuring one team captained by Shane Marks and another team captained by the Carpenter. Plus, we have TNA wrestlers that will also be on hand, with Davey Richards coming up to take on the Upgrade, Brian Kane, and plus the most celebrated knockout in the history of TNA, Angelina Love, will be in the building, out of the building, because it's going to be an outside show, as she takes on Miss Rachel. So if you want quality professional wrestling action on the weekend of July 4th, if you want to see fireworks that aren't just limited to what they sell in the tents and light on the string and throw in the air, come to Porterdale, Georgia. We're going to give you your money's worth and then some.
See, Jonathan Williams, that's a promo on the first take. That's a company man right there. Velvet, tell us now, ringside seats you have to buy, but I think if you outside the barricades, it's free, if I remember right. I tell you what, it's Steve Platinum. Tell everybody I said they can get the front row seat free. No, never mind. I'm not going to do him like that, even though he is a lying Hawaiian. I'm not going to do him that way. But this is the place to be Saturday night. It's going to be a great show, no doubt about it. And is my understanding in the cage, is Dementia going to be in the cage as well?
Yes, Dementia will be in the cage. The two teams that will be a part of this great big show and be part of the main event will be Shane Marks and his teammates are going to be Jeter and Brian Blaze, collectively known as the Big F and Deal, Supernatural, and President Marco. And they will be taking on the Carpenters team of the Movement, Chip Hazard and Tyler Williams, Dementia DeRose, and Bill the Butcher.
Well, I'm telling you what, I'm going with the team with Dementia because I seen her take Taco Supernatural out last night in Cornelia for the 1-2-3, and she was in a match with about 7 or 8 men, and she whooped everybody in the house last night. So I know when she's in Porterdale in that cage, it's just gonna bring out that strange and deranged person that we all know, and some love and some don't. So that's going to be worth the price of admission alone.
Definitely is. It definitely is. I have to agree with you on that.
The no price of admission, unless you want to sit ringside.
Well, Jonathan Williams, I know you'll be wherever you can get a free ticket, because I know how you are. Yeah, you wouldn't pull out 2 cents. You wouldn't swap 2 cents for a nickel, because you ain't got all your brain cells are gone.
I don't know where all this is coming from, but I should also mention that PCW is just part of a day-long festival. I believe PCW will also be involved in a parade earlier in the day. There's live music, all kinds of stuff throughout the small downtown area of Porterdale.
Yeah, this is true. This is very true. And they're involved.
Are you going to be in the parade, Velvet?
I'm not sure if people would want to see me in the parade. I just want to come up there and kick Jagger's butt and just get me a room in Kynes and chill until July 5th.
The man spoke like a true champion.
Most definitely, man. I'm going to do a presidential suite style, top floor.
Yeah, I envision you. See, I know, first of all, it's Porterdale, so if it's parade, they ain't going to be for like three floors. But you need to be on that last float like Santa Claus, and you need to have your Apollo Creed uniform on. Take it away from Marco, because that's your gimmick, and you need to be running that and playing Living in America and throwing candy out to all the children and stuff and being the Grand Marshal of the parade in Porterdale, Georgia.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can envision that. I really could. But I don't expect the parade to last that long because Porterdale isn't that big. So, therefore, that could be worked in. I can see it happening. Definitely.
Charles Williams, right. You got anything else?
That's it. I appreciate you calling, Velvet, and I wish you luck on Saturday against the Jagged Edge. I don't think we're going to hear from him anymore tonight, but
praise
got
God.
A couple more minutes to see.
Hey, thank you guys for having me out there, having me on the show, and once again, everybody out there, please feel free to check out my website, planetvelvet.net. Like I said, I'm building it brick by brick, and I want to try to help, you know, bring wrestling together.
All right. Well, yes, check out the website. I took a quick look at it before we came on the air. It's got video content and readable content and various other things. So I'll definitely look at it some more later.
All right. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank
you,
sir.
And have a good night.
All right. Take care.
So there's another big show on the 4th of July out in Carrollton, Peach State Wrestling Alliance. And it looks like if you're in that area, definitely get out to this show. Tyson Dean and Jimmy Rave will be in a 60-minute Ironman match for the PWA Heritage title. Fry Daddy and Mike Posey are in a ladder match for the No Limits title. Iceberg is also part of that show. Nigel Sherrod, Tommy Too Much.
Oh, not
stupid.
Not Nigel. See, that's your first mistake. You're trying to help sell tickets for Peach State. That's what we're on here for. You mentioned Nigel, so there's 20 people just cancel their order right then.
Well, tickets are only $6 for this show, so it may still be worth it.
Okay,
it looks
well,
like
it
he's lower on the card, so maybe, you know, you could show up late and maybe miss his match and then see the rest of the show.
That would probably be the best advice. I feel sorry for whoever has to get in the ring and beat his butt again. But, hey, Jimmy Rave and Tyson Dean in a 60-minute Ironman. See, Jimmy Rave, I know he's got to be dead. He just worked 3 matches the other week to win the AWE title. And now he's got to go 60 minutes with Tyson Dean, the man who has more title belts, I believe, than Jagged Edge. I know between the two of them, they got everything in Georgia.
Pretty much, yeah. Aside from the PCW title, which has been the majority of the tonight's show, was about PCW, of course. Who's the champion there, Shane Marks?
Shane Marks is the PCW champion.
Okay.
I think Shane's been champion for quite a while now. If I remember, and I'm going off memory here, he beat Chip Day, and that's been a while back. I don't think Shane's lost it since then.
Well, that is a title
is
that.
Is it a keep? See, it's easy to keep the belt when you got Jagged running interference for you. And then Shane comes over and brings Hard Times to Southern Pride to run interference for Jagged. See, they're protecting one another. And then you get Matt Hankins involved, that motor mouth Matt Hankins, that wouldn't know the truth if it jumped up and slapped him in the face. And, you know, and why do they keep the titles? Because they're running interference for one another. They got a good little game plan together. It's working for them, but somebody's going to bring them down.
I'm sorry, I think you have PCW commentator Matt Hankins confused with DeWitt Dawson. They do look a lot alike, but I've actually had both of them on the show at the same time, so they are not the same person.
Okay, excuse me. Yeah, it is DeWitt Dawson. I apologize, but I've never seen him in the same building, the same place at the same time. It's like I've never seen Larry Goodman and the Chicken Hat Man together in the same room at the same time.
Well, the Chicken Hat guy is in Nashville, so you're not likely to see him anywhere down in this area.
Look, you could call in and say you anywhere. I could be telling you right now I'm at the Taj Mahal, and you wouldn't know any different.
You're right about that.
Larry Goodman is the Chicken Hat Man. They are one and the same.
Well, you wanted another guest. Chicken Hat is still on the line. If you want to confront him directly with this accusation.
Chicken Hat, is your name really Larry Goodman? Do you wear clothes that were popular in the 1970s, and do you write bad reviews to talk bad about people all the time?
First of all, I have no idea what you're talking about. Second of all, I am nowhere near Atlanta. I'm right here at home in Nashville. I hope that clears it up for you.
Okay, well, I'm going to take you at your word. I guess you're probably right there in Nashville, right now at Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, working on about your 18th Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, listening to somebody do a bad rendition of Ernest Tubb right now, walking the floor over you. See, I hear it in the background now. But I believe...
Let's get one thing straight here. I don't do Ernest Tubb. And second of all, I'm at home.
Okay, well, all right. I'm going to take your word for it this time. We'll see you later, Larry.
Boy, and I thought the Jagged Edge was bad.
All right. Well, I guess we should be wrapping things up, Charles. Looking ahead for next week, I haven't solidified next week's guest, but I'm working on a few big things between the Stranglehold WrestleFest that we have talked about in previous weeks, where SFCW will have a table, as well as WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. There's some more big-name guests there that I may have call in. There's also the Star Spangled Slam that's coming up. WrestleAmerica and Big LG Promotions are putting that on, and it's got a few big names, including Gunner, Mickey James, Iceberg, I forget who else, Ember O'Neill Gallows. So any of those people could be a guest next week. Anyway, just check WrestlingWithPopCulture.com and GWHNewsAndNotes.blogspot.com. We'll announce next week's guest there. Next week, we'll be back on Monday night. So if you tune in, again, if you're listening this week on Monday, you're listening to the archive. Next week, if you listen on Monday, you'll be listening to us live. What else you got, Charles, before we go?
Man, we're good to go. Stranglehold Fest on the 11th, Anarchy on the 11th, Southern Pride on the 18th, Anarchy again back on the 25th, David Garrison's benefit show at Salty the Coochie Gym on July 24th. It's a busy July for Charles and Shoot, Southern Pride, Anarchy, everything going on. Next Monday night we'll be back with another great show because that's what we do. Jonathan Williams, you the man, you my dog, I'm out of here.
All right, and don't forget, vote for us in Creative Loafing's Best of Atlanta at CLATL.com. But, yes, we are done for the night. If you haven't already, you can order TNA Slammiversary. I'm sure they have information about it at ImpactWrestling.com. But thanks for listening, and we'll be back on Monday next week.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.